Job growth may affect interest rates. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. labor market added more jobs than expected in November, and that may keep the Fed on track to raise rates by half a percentage point this month. President Biden taking the win.
We've learned that the economy added 263,000 jobs in November. Now, we've now created 10.5 million jobs since I took office.
Stocks ended mixed after the relatively strong report.
But surging payroll inflation, wages higher by 5.1%, sent investors to push the sell button, particularly for tech stocks.
Fox Business's Jerry Willis. The Dow gained 35 points. The Nasdaq fell 21. Delta Airlines is offering pilots a 34% pay raise in what Reuters reports is an agreement in principle on a new contract. Pro-labor protesters rallied against President Biden in Boston Friday, angry over the bill he signed earlier in the day to keep rail workers from striking. He was in the city to phone bank for Senator Raphael Warnock in the Georgia runoff against the GOP's Herschel Walker.
President Joe Biden said a Democratic win in the Georgia runoff is crucial to getting his agenda passed in the Senate.
And that changes the dynamic of anybody being able to say they want to change what we're going to do. It also is going to bring along some Republicans.
Warnock's opponent, Republican Herschel Walker, rallied in Georgia, speaking about Warnock's hesitation when asked if he'd support the president for a second term during a debate.
Who became the adult in that room? That I became the adult because I took him to school.
Georgia voters go to the polls on Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Republicans gain another House and seat. That was John Duarte winning in California. That gives Republicans 221 seats, Democrats 213, and one Colorado race undecided. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Mississippi man pleads guilty to a hate crime in a cross-burning incident.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Axel Cox of Gulfport, Mississippi, built a wooden cross in his front yard and propped it up so his black neighbors could see it before setting it on fire in December of 2020. Court records show he also used racially derogatory language against the family. He was charged with violating the Fair Housing Act and indicted this year in September. Now the Justice Department says Cox has pleaded guilty to a federal hate crime. He faces up to 10 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000 or both when he's sentenced, which is scheduled for March 9th. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting file a $27 billion lawsuit against the city, police, and other officials for failing to follow active shooter protocol. The man who exposed sensitive U.S. government secrets nearly a decade ago gets a new citizenship.
Former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden is now officially a citizen of Russia. Snowden's lawyer says Snowden took the citizenship oath on Thursday and received a Russian passport. Snowden leaked documents on the National Security Agency's collection of data passing through U.S. phone and internet companies. He also released details about American surveillance on foreign officials, including U.S. allies. Snowden says he made the disclosures because he believed the U.S. intel community had gone too far. The U.S. revoked Snowden's passport while he was fleeing prosecution in 2013, leading to him getting stranded at a Moscow airport. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And actor Quentin Oliver Lee, best known for his role as the Phantom in the U.S. tour of The Phantom of the Opera, dies at 34. His wife posting on Instagram that he passed away Thursday morning after a months-long battle with colon cancer. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.